Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Kerry Chambers, CEO of Acuity Risk Management. Welcome back, Kerry.
Hi guys, nice to see you. Speak to you again.
Absolutely, yeah. So Acuity just announced a significant contract win, which will supply its Stream software platform for governance, risk and compliance to a major British government organisation. The three-year deal, valued at over $500,000 and payable within this financial year, includes both a renewal and an upsell. This marks the third substantial contract from this client in the last year. Executive Chairman Angus Forrest highlighted the deal's reinforcement of Acuity's growing influence and credibility in the UK and North America, driven by enhanced customer relationships and expanding market presence. Seems like the contract wins keep rolling in, and this one is of significant size too, Kerry.
Yeah, I mean, we're absolutely delighted with this particular renewal and upsell of an existing contract. I mean, our priority with our customers is to, you know, build that confidence with them, deliver really exceptional value to those customers, and then sort of strengthen our position with them and as, you know, a leader in the GRC market. So this upsell of this particular contract really reinforces that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so you alluded to last time we spoke that the BBC were a customer, and then last week we saw the new partnership and order with the BSI. So which other British institution can we expect to see announced next?
Well, I'm going to keep you waiting when we have an announcement of that. But, you know, having customers, you know, like the BBC, like BSI, you know, these are great brands to be associated with. We feel that we're, you know, really aligned in terms of brand values. And so, yeah, we were delighted with that announcement for the British from the BSI a week or so ago.
So, Kerry, how much, I mean, maybe I'll tell us actually, so, but I'll ask the question because I like asking these questions. How much of this was renewal? How much was an upsell? I mean, even maybe just as a proportion so people can understand. I suppose the real takeaway question is, because they've paid you a three-year contract up from, as in £500,000, I presume, does this make you cash flow positive as Acuity Risk Management?
Yeah, so I can't obviously go into specific numbers around the actual order, but it was a significant increase in terms of what was expected for this particular renewal. And so, like I say, that reinforces the kind of value that we're bringing to the customer. And we're delighted that they've shown that confidence in us. In terms of, you know, cash flow, an organization the size of Acuity having a £500,000 order paid up front is obviously very positive cash flow, and that makes us cash flow positive at this point in the year. So yeah, we're delighted with that. We can push forward with our plans as expected. I mean, as we were going to, but it really helps with that.
So all things being equal in this particular year, you will be cash flow positive then?
Yes, that is the expectation.
Obviously with the 91 or 92, or I'm not remembering the percentage of renewals, you've got money that you know is coming in, obviously.
Yeah, so as with, you know, most SaaS businesses out there, are what we would call forward contracted revenue is really important to us. So maintaining a renewal rate, you know, around the 90% mark means that we can make significant plans in terms of our growth, because we know what we've got coming in for multiple years, not just, you know, months ahead, but we sell those multi-year contracts at like 3 years. So we've got some predictability.
And in terms of the British government, how many more departments are you in consultation with and talking with that are likely to take up, you know, maybe not similar, but, you know, the same processes? Because I'm assuming, a bit like the NHS, a bit like any government body, then once some start using it, not that they all start using it, but a lot of them start to use the same systems.
So you may have heard, or people that are familiar with Acuity may have seen some of our marketing collateral around a term called secure by design. So secure by design is an approach that's adopted throughout the entire public sector in terms of how they approach their cybersecurity. So each government department may change slightly the methodology to suit the kind of business that they're working in, but they're all trying to be able to demonstrate that they are secure by design in terms of their approach and the continuous cycle of cybersecurity risk management. So being able to use these contracts that we've been winning in this last year, you know, and prior to that, but growing these contracts in the last year is giving us a good use case to then take to the other government departments. So we've got some interesting conversations with, you know, with other public sector, central government, public sector departments, but also in the health service as well. So we're looking forward to, you know, how we might move those forward throughout the remainder of 2024.
Very good. So we can likely hear from you in the next period of time?
You know, we're expecting to be able to make more announcements more rapidly as the orders start to come in, you know, and as soon as we have something to tell the market, we'll be sending out, you know, notifications, RNS on that, and we'll be hopefully speaking to you guys as well.
Yeah, and since the last time we spoke about, I think it was Storm, have you had much of a bit of an input in terms of inquiries of people who are interested in that type of stuff?
Yeah, really busy. So the event at Westminster was great, and the sales team have been very busy in terms of, you know, talking to people that were at that event, people that had seen the, you know, social media activity following that event. So we've got a number of opportunities that have gone into the pipeline since you and I spoke previously, related specifically to the counterterrorism use case. But I know of at least three of those that have actually now widened to a much broader risk management requirement. So yeah, really exciting in that respect.
And that was the hope, wasn't it, really? Storm can get your foot in the door, and maybe people will start to think about what they need to do, and then realize they've got a bigger issue than just using Storm, which then allows you to have bigger and better contracts in terms of that. Well, listen, we look forward to speaking to you shortly when the next contract win or something else comes up, and good luck.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Kerry Chambers, CEO of Acuity Risk Management. Thanks very much for your time.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.